This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I have flown. I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops
in Audio Drama Networks. This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Dialed In. A new audio series from Oral Stage Studios.
Hi, I'm Matthew Boudreau, and you're listening to Dialed In.
Tell me your name, and tell me who you were in your life.
My name was Ludlov, and I was a witch hunter.
The Witch Hunter Chronicles is an epic dark fantasy audio drama. With a gripping plot.
Killing all magicians is the only way of preserving the stones for the greater good.
No, lady. It means killing thousands of innocent people.
I only looked back for a very brief moment, but I know I saw something move.
All I wanted and all I lived for was to find the Black Sickle and destroy it.
Using magic?
Please, sir. Please,
Witch!
And a stunning original music score. You can download the entire saga online for free at audioepics.com. The Witch Hunter Chronicles, winner of a 2011 Honorable Mention Ogle Award.
This week's episode is Ancient Evil, written by Monique Boudreau, starring David Ault, Mike Rasiopa, Nat Angstrom, and Amy Lewis.
Hello?
Dr. Miller? Hello, it's Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Are you finished cataloging the artifacts from Mount 4 already?
No, sir. We just started 2 hours ago, and there are around 30 crates here.
Well, you've got help, haven't you? That shouldn't take too long.
Right, well, that's why I'm calling.
You know, my first year of grad school, I spent a week labeling thousands of figurines by hand. I still don't have full use of my index finger.
Well, you know those undergrads you sent down to the lab?
Josh and Hannah.
Jake and Heather.
Oh, right! Yes, look, between us, I stopped being able to tell them apart once the university started packing them all into those lecture halls like cattle, hundreds at a time, each waiting to be branded. What about them? Did you brief them on proper handling techniques?
You said you briefed them.
I did? Oh, well, then maybe I did. Did I ever tell you about the time that my father lost me in the psychiatric ward where he had a residency?
I don't think so.
Apparently, they were looking for me. hours. I was playing chess with Mr. Bernstein the whole time. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bernstein was diagnosed with Munchausen syndrome, but he taught me everything I know about chess. And goiters.
Dr. Miller.
And then there was this nudist who taught me everything I know about
space
travel in a balloon.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I think we have a problem.
A problem? Really?
You know that effigy we excavated from the robber's trench? The Shipe Todic piece?
Yes! Yes, what a wonderful specimen. I don't think I've encountered an intact Shipe figurine in all of my 54 years. I once uncovered a Huehue Coyotl statue at Tlacopan. But then there was this coyote and his big brother, and they all
sir,
wanted to drink...
It's Jake.
Who?
Jake, one of the undergrads. He was photographing the Shipe statue. Something happened.
What's wrong with the statue?
The statue is fine, as far as I can tell. But it's glowing, and Jake is sick.
What do you mean, sick?
Well, he's all rashy, and there are these... abscesses forming in his skin.
Well, is he allergic to peanuts?
What?
Peanuts. All these kids are allergic to peanuts nowadays. Ask him if he's allergic to peanuts.
Are you allergic to peanuts?
No. You know, only tree nuts.
He's only allergic to tree nuts.
Oh, well, in that case, he must be suffering from a Shipe curse.
Oh. Wait, did you just say curse?
Curse. Curse.
But curses aren't real, are they?
Well, of course they are. Where did you get such a naive idea?
Then how come I've never heard of a single legitimately documented case involving a curse?
Well, if we told everyone about it, then they'd all want to be archaeologists. Besides, how do you think I got tenure?
I don't know, through uncompromising academic research, publication, and positive student reviews?
guys, I'm really not feeling... No.
My dear boy, have you ever read some of the student reviews I get?
Sir, about the effigy.
Yes. Did the young man bleed or sneeze on it?
Did you bleed or sneeze on the statue?
No.
He licked it.
He didn't. What?
No, I didn't bleed on it.
I told him not to, but he said that.
Of course
not. I can tell what it's made of.
It's made of stone. You don't need to lick an ancient stone statue to find out it's made of stone.
It's not like I licked it.
Stop. Dr. Miller, he licked it.
Oh, my. Well, that's unfortunate.
Sir. So the lights are flickering in and out, and there's a strange rumbling sound.
Yes. Is Haley still there with you?
Heather? Yeah, she's here. Why?
Right, Ryan. Here's what you need to do. Do you remember those obsidian blades from Teneyuka?
Yeah.
Well, you'll need those in some sort of vessel. But not those exquisite Teotihuacan frauds. I can't wait to take those to the next meeting and pass them up as pre-Columbian funeral vessels. try the coffee pot.
Sir, the blades aren't in box 192B in the lab. I put them in 192B, and now they're not in 192B. I spent 3 days sorting the collection from Teneyuka, and now they're not there.
Oh, yes, that's right. They're in my office. Yes. I was proving to Josh that the grey obsidian holds its edge longer than his green obsidian. Although, in retrospect, I probably should have used another test subject. I've run out of advantages.
Sir!
Look in my desk. It's probably somewhere in there. Yeah.
Okay. I've got the blades and the coffee pot. Now what?
Yes, and now this may be a little tricky. You're going to need to sacrifice Hannah.
Heather! Wait, what?
I know, but look at it this way. Either we sacrifice one virgin, or we watch a plague of oozing skin disorders spread throughout the campus.
How's it any different than usual?
Oh, well, eventually these walking rash mutants will go mad and start skinning themselves. Imagine the smell, young man.
Wait, did you say virgin?
Yes, a virgin. Now's no time to get ethical, Ryan. We have to stop this thing.
Heather, aren't you in a sorority?
I'm a psycho.
Yes, sir, there's no way that Heather's a virgin.
Oh, don't be absurd, man. What about that asinine windbag from the museum?
Who, Garth?
Oh, yes, that's him. Where's he?
He's in his 30s.
So?
He's married. He has two children. They're with the department picnic.
Oh, good gracious. Do you mean to tell me that not only did someone actually sleep with that idiot, but he was allowed to reproduce?
Dr. Miller,
this is
Jake
just
is...
like that undead uprising in Chilua. You'd think that you'd be able to find a virgin to flay in a Catholic village. But no, we had to shoot arrows through the region's only Olympic hopeful. He was the closest thing to a warrior we could find, and let me tell you, that was my last heart extraction. It's just so messed up.
Dr. Miller! Jake just killed Heather! Oh no, he's... What are you doing? Jake, stop! No!
Brian, what's going on? For God's sake, don't knock anything over. I just got those microscopes calibrated.
I'm back. I'm sorry, Dr. Miller. I couldn't stop him. I think he just dragged her off to the back room.
Oh, damn. Now where are we going to get a virgin?
What should I do?
Oh, never mind. They'll send us more work-study students. You'd be amazed how many of those we go through.
She may still be alive.
Oh, I hope not. It's better if she's dead before he skins her.
Skins her?
Well, of course. What did you think a sheep-possessed man was going to do? Honestly, Ryan, don't you read any of the material I give you?
Hey, I just finished those two French theorists you told me to read.
Oh, you actually read them? Oh, I was kidding. You're a very literal person, aren't you?
What do I do about Heather?
Oh, forget her. Harriet is history. Maybe she was a virgin after all. What is the statue doing?
I don't know. It's kind of slowly... pulsating.
Oh, that damn trollop. Listen, Ryan, thanks to Helen...
Heather.
...and her promiscuous ways, we've now got an even bigger problem on our hands.
Bigger? What do you mean, bigger?
Well, I mean that thing has now got a taste of blood. But it only really wants virgin blood, and it'll go through every person in its path till it finds one.
Dr. Miller, it's coming! What do I do?
Relax, Brian, relax. You've just got to get a hold of yourself. Now, how are you ever going to make it as an archaeologist if you panic every time someone releases some ancient malevolent entity?
It's coming right towards me. Oh, man, it's wearing Heather.
Oh, forget about Hillary. Look, you don't have anything to worry about. It's after virgins now. We just have to make sure that it's...
a virgin!
Good God, man, what are you saying?
Well, I don't get out much, and I mean... I'm here
what about
all
the
time,
conference? Last month that place was teeming with women. Hell, a whole discipline is teeming with women.
The conference. The one that you were scheduled to deliver a paper at? The paper you didn't write. The paper that I stayed up all night the night before in the hotel room writing and then delivered for you the next day because you were too hungover to make it. That conference?
I wondered where you were all night. I got a lot of positive feedback on that paper.
Sir, focus. Please, the thing in Jake's body, wearing Heather's skin, is still here.
Right, yes. Okay. Go back into my office. Do you know the large spear-shaped rattle hanging over my desk?
Yeah.
Get it, and while you're back there, grab the bottle of scotch from my desk.
Okay. All right, I've got them. Now what?
Drink the scotch.
Drink the scotch? Why?
Well, I thought you might need it. I know I do. Now, do you know how to do the Macarena?
The dance? What are you talking about?
Well, pay attention. The Macarena, do you know it?
Yeah, I know of it.
Well, my dear boy, the Macarena is a powerful anti-ancient demon ritual conveniently packaged as a modern-day mating dance. Dr. Sangil thought of that. He figured it would keep the spirits out of the nightclubs.
Never mind. I think I wanted to kill and skin me.
Nonsense. Just get that rattle and start shaking your backside. Now, put me on speakerphone.
I just put my hands on my hands. Hands to my hands. Talk to Miller?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's working. I feel really stupid.
Shake it, boy. Shake it like your life depends on it.
Dr. Miller? I think it worked. It stopped moving.
Well, of course it worked.
Sir, what do I do about Jake and Heather?
Oh, I don't know. Just drag them down to the anatomy lab and leave them with the forensics professor. Just leave a note saying they're from me and she'll take care of them.
Okay.
So, how soon do you think you'll have the rest of those artifacts catalogued? Huh? You know, there's a fabulous Talalic vessel in one of those crates. Just make sure there aren't any children around you when you open that one.
I'm switching majors.
Been listening to Dialed In, Ancient Evil, written by Monique Boudreau, starring David Ault as Dr. Miller, Mike Rasiopa as Ryan, Nat Angstrom as Jake, and Amy Lewis as Heather. Ancient Evil was directed by Samantha Mason, sound design by Mike D'Almeida, featuring music by Peter Von Riet, theme music and editing by Matthew Boudreau. Next episode is Shooting the Bull by Perry Whittle.
Hi there. Do you like science fiction and fantasy? Well, you're in luck. Wednesday Wonders is the Mutual audio feed that has all things to do with the world of the unknown. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed every day for amazing audio, or you can find the Wednesday Wonders for all of your sci-fi and fantasy needs in your favorite podcast player.
This is the Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.